Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're joined now by our good friend Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He breaks things down in a way that nobody else in this market can. He's also the host of the Locked On Steelers podcast, and he has moved up a full hour today because he is a wonderful man. Hello, Chris. How's it going, buddy?
It's all right. How are we doing, boys?
We are good. Are you watching Tulsa King, Carter?
I haven't tuned into Tulsa King. I've seen the ads. It looks very interesting. I'm working my way through a few different shows right now that I gotta finish before I get to that one.
79-year-old Sylvester Stallone out there beating ass.
Out there getting it.
I thought it was ridiculous when he did like Rocky VI when he fought Antonio Tarver, and I was just like, all right, we need to give it up. This is enough.
Did you guys ever see that Netflix movie, The Irishman?
Yeah.
Everyone's like 860 years old, and they're beating the hell out of each other. And it's like, this is just terribly unrealistic. Now, I would not say that about Tulsa King. Tulsa King is fabulous, and it's also exclusively on Paramount Plus. Chris is joining us on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris, the Steelers got beat by the same play for a touchdown in consecutive weeks. Terrell Austin was cussing left and right in his press conference yesterday because of it. You broke it down for the Post-Gazette. What happened? How do they make sure they don't allow that to happen again? Because I feel like if Mike McDaniel or whatever the hell his name is, what the hell's his name? There's too many McDaniels.
Josh,
thank you. McDaniels, I should know. He's been the Patriots' offensive coordinator for 65 years. I would imagine if he's doing his job, he's going to call it. So what do you do to stop it?
Well, it's funny because that was my question to Terrell Austin when he was just not that. Don't do that. I think the big thing is there has to be a level of communication where there's a recognition, hey, when we see this look, A, we either have to decide we're passing this off or we have to play closer to the line. And what happened on the first time around was they were in man coverage, cover one, and the cover one safety has to choose who they're helping. And so on the first time around, it was Jalen Ramsey choosing to double not Garrett Wilson, and Darius Slay had to run with Garrett Wilson across the field. And just live, I was just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you double Garrett Wilson if Darius Slay is on him? And so this time around, they at least doubled the right guy, but Jalen Ramsey had given up inside leverage to Torrey Horton, which made for an easy throw for Sam Darnold. So what probably has to happen at this point is that if they're doing this, the safety has to cut off one of these guys, and then whoever's not being cut off by the safety, the opposite corner has to jump on and cut off the route of the other guy. And there's different ways you could do this. There's not just one way you can communicate. You can switch. You can show something that you're going. You can show man, but then and then drop into zone. But you gotta have something better than what they have been doing, because all they've been doing is basically saying, hey, both corners are giving up inside leverage because of how far they're backed off, and then they're allowing the receiver to run. And then if both receivers have inside leverage on deep crossing routes, the quarterback just has to wait to see which receiver the safety doesn't pick, and that's who he's throwing to. So Terrell Austin was like, we worked on this. We talked about this. We had a whole plan, and then we didn't do it, and that is frustrating. So I think sometimes there are different expectations from different players, especially when you're veterans with long histories of success, of how you would handle a situation. I asked Terrell Austin later about Jalen Ramsey because there were plays where he was playing a sort of off-trail coverage where he was going to try to follow a guy. And it's like sometimes it's like, hey, that's cool sometimes, but sometimes you just need to play inside leverage. Jalen Ramsey's made a whole career out of trailing guys and making great plays on the ball because the quarterback thought something was there. But sometimes you just need to establish inside leverage, deny that route, and then that way the pass rush can get home. I think that's something that Terrell Austin is trying to get everyone – and he said everyone gets it, but getting it in the moment, buying into it, and making that right choice, that's the process they're going through right now.
Chris, do you think Derek Harmon will play on Sunday? And if he does, do you think he can be that fix that this defensive line needs? Is he that missing piece?
If you asked me Wednesday if he would play, I would have said no. I thought that his limited practice was just, hey, you know, this is it. But Terrell Austin seemed like, you know, hey, we're going to keep him on a pitch count. And I was like, a pitch count? Like, that sounds like he's going to play. So I do think that he's going to be in there just based off of you know, their injury report and what we're getting from Terrell Austin. But yeah, he'll be on a pitch count. He won't be out there for too long. I think they want to warm him up. They don't want to aggravate an injury. They don't want to risk too much. And also, as Terrell Austin, he's not in football shape. And football shape does not mean, you know, oh, he's overweight and he's sloppy. It's you got to get used to guys banging you and hitting you every week. And he's been sitting since the week three of the preseason. So they're going to give him some time to adapt. I don't think that he makes the biggest impact right now, but I do think that this gives them a chance to say, all right, we're going to work him into the rotation. We're going to have a different plan for how we do this. Let's see how aggressive that they get with this, in trying to fix the run defense right now, because the guys that have been in front, especially Keanu Benton, they've been getting pushed around too much. They got to do something to counter that.
Chris Carter of the Post Gazette's joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Morning Show, as always, is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So Benton could play. You feel pretty good about that. Harmon could play. You feel pretty good about that. How much Jack Sawyer do you think you see in this football game? And how much Cole Holcomb should we see in this game as the Steelers are looking for solutions to their run defensive problems?
Well, on Jack Sawyer, I was actually impressed with him last week.
Yeah.
They moved him around a lot, and it was a way where it's like, hey, we're going to put him here. You can either choose to block him or not, and he will get a chance here. But if you choose to block him, they're putting in places where if you choose to block Jack Sawyer, it's harder to double team and triple team TJ Watt. And I think that's what they're doing with him, is like, hey, he's a bigger physical guy. He's not just quick. So if you don't get a hat on him real quick and you try to just get one arm on him, he's going to push right past that and take advantage of that. And I thought he did a good job last week, especially against the run. He had four run stuffs, which was actually pretty impressive. And so I think that's been kind of interesting. I think you'll see him a good bit in this game, especially with Alex Highsmith not playing. But I think he'll be more of like the guy they move around a bit for those situations. The Steelers activated DeMarvin Leal. That tells me that they're probably going to have Herbig be the opposite of Watt, and then move Jack Sawyer around when they can, and then Leal will be that fourth OLB that they work with there. And then Cole Holcomb, I do think you'll see a little bit. Peyton Wilson's had a rough first 2 weeks. He's still athletic, but there's some things that you just got to have in the run game, and he hasn't brought that. Granted, Cole Holcomb didn't exactly have a great play in coverage last weekend either. So I think there's a balance that they have to strike. I'll be interested to see how they strike that balance when rolling these guys out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris, how do you think that they're going to approach playing on offense this Sunday? Do you think that they're going to want to try to establish the run or take advantage of the Patriots back end, who leads the league in giving up passing yards through the air? How do you think that the Steelers are going to roll out and Arthur Smith is going to roll out his offense?
I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to come out and test the secondary initially and then see where can they put pressure on this team to back up. Now, a lot of this also base itself on Christian Gonzalez. If he is back this week, you know, that's a major advantage. But if he's not back this week, there's a lot of matchup things that they could really get, because now – they're going to have to put a lot more effort into stopping DK Metcalf, and if they're putting that much more effort into DK Metcalf, I like the chances for Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, and Pat Freiermuth, and a lot of these guys to take advantage of things. But I actually think the even more dangerous thing for this Patriots team are the Steelers' running backs in the passing game. Mm. Their linebackers are not good in coverage. Their top linebacker is a guy you know.
Bobby Spillane, baby!
And they have been getting cooked in coverage a lot. I think I'll give you guys a betting odds here. I believe you can get +250 on Kenneth Gainwell anytime touchdown. I think Kenneth Gainwell could be a really good player for an anytime touchdown pick this week, simply because I think they're going to line him up in space. And there were quite a few times he was wide open last week, and they just, for whatever reason, they didn't give him the ball. First was on the first third and two of the game where they came up short. Faltano just gave up a pressure, and Rodgers had to throw it away. But he cooked this man, was wide open against the Seahawks. And then on DK Metcalf's touchdown, while the touchdown did work to Metcalf, Gainwell ran a Texas route and was just walking into the end zone. Like, here I am. But Rodgers was like, no, we got DK. We got to get him this touchdown. I think that in this game, there's going to be quite a few opportunities for both Warren and Gainwell to get really good plays in the passing game if they get out in space, because these Patriots linebackers cannot cover. And if they start having to compensate for that, then the safeties are going to try to jump in and help them, and then that's when you can start getting them in their weak spots. So I do think that because the Patriots' run defense has been so good, you can still counter this pass defense by putting them in disadvantageous situations, but use the Steelers' running backs. Both Gainwell and Warren should have good receiving days with Aaron Rodgers.
11 for 108 they gave up to running backs last week.
Wow.
In the passing game. By my quick calculation, that's a good little nugget there. You're trying to make us some money with Kenneth Gainwell, Chris Carter. Chris, the Patriots obviously had a ton of cap space this offseason. They have Milton Williams. They have Harold Landry, both of whom have been productive so far. They had 28 sacks last season. They've got 9 through 2 games. What are the Steelers' offensive linemen going to be dealing with this week?
They're going to be dealing with aggression. These guys capitalize when they get their opportunities. Milton Williams was one of the premier defensive lineman signings of the offseason. A lot of people saw what he was doing for the Eagles, and he's doing that right now for the Patriots. And listen, this is a Mike Vrabel team. They're physical. They're disciplined. They're a good coach, but he's a very good coach. I always thought that the Titans were silly for letting him go. So they're gonna bring it. They're gonna test. They're gonna test them with stunts. They're gonna force this O line to communicate. They're gonna say, okay, you know, can you pass guys off at the right rate? But if this offensive line just does its fundamentals, it should it can keep this pass rush at bay. Because while the Patriots do have the most sacks in the league, they have like one of the lowest pressure rates. They're capitalizing on their pressures, but they're not generating a whole bunch of it. If they can shore that up, I think that they'll do just enough to keep Aaron Rodgers clean so that he can hit his running backs coming out of the backfield on these linebackers. But again, communication, fundamentals, all those will be paramount when it comes to protecting Aaron Rodgers, because the Patriots are going to try to stress different things and making sure like, hey, I just brought Broderick Jones and Isaac Seumalo on the same page here. Let's see how they deal with this stunt twist that we got here. So that's what they're going to have to do. I think that we're seeing steady improvement, from certain guys. I think Troy Faltano took a step back last week, but this is the ebb and flow of guys playing in their position for the first time in the NFL through 2 weeks.
I don't know, Doran. I think 7 a.m. Chris might even be better than 8 a.m. Chris.
I know. He's on that caffeine like cow.
Man, you absolutely annihilated this segment, my friend. Thank you.
Woo! Thanks for having me, boys. I appreciate being flexible in schedules.
Yeah, you're very nice to have come on earlier. We appreciate that, and it's one of our favorite segments of the week, man. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
You can check Chris out in the Post-Gazette and, of course, the Locked On Steelers podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.